Blake and Eva show. Todd's here from New Center, Maine. Ed Sheeran apparently played at a birthday party.
What?
For Chef Gordon Ramsay's daughter.
Whoa.
Now that is quite a get.
Yeah. How much did that cost?
And I got a little bone to pick with Ed Sheeran. There are birthday party magicians that need to make a living.
Oh, he's starting to represent his people.
He's moving in.
I mean,
moving in on someone else's turf.
That's right.
He doesn't need that cash.
He doesn't need any of that cash.
But the magicians, how old was the daughter?
Come cheap, that's what they say.
What was the name of your rabbit or pigeon?
I didn't have a rabbit. What I had a hamster named Houdini. Yeah.
Houdini.
If you don't know why this kind of irks me, got my hackles all up, because that was my first job, was doing birthday parties. Mm-hmm. Magic tricks at birthday parties.
It's kind of creepy, but.
Well, it wasn't then. I was like 12.
And he had it down. Like he had a little sign.
I tried doing Jake the Great. My first name is James. I've always been called Blake, though. That's right. My middle name. But I always wanted, like, Jake the Great, because I thought that was cool. So I went by that for a little while, and then it's like, well, my name's not really Jake. People are like, who's Jake?
Right.
Right. Like, who's Jake?
That's me.
My alter ego, right?
It's like James and Blake, you know.
Right.
No? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little too deep for all the other 12-year-olds. So I'm thinking, you know, Gordon Ramsay had an opportunity to hire some struggling birthday party magician or clown or something.
Right.
You know, one of my former colleagues.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And instead, he goes and hires Ed Sheeran, who's got more money than anybody.
Right.
Where he doesn't need the gig.
The clown.
Bring
it.
That's right.
Probably.
Already here.
Right. Okay. Like
Judy
that.
Collins.
First
right.
Of all, it's send
no,
in the
that's
clown.
Barbara Streisand, isn't it?
No, it's Judy Collins.
Send in the clown.
Now that makes it sound creepy and sad. Well, it's when you play that. If that was the entrance music, you know, it's please welcome Blake the Great.
Send in the clowns. Just when I
like that sound.
How about tears of a clown? The tears of a clown.
Okay, we don't need to just find clown songs now.
Wait, one more time, Eva?
She doesn't know how it goes.
Okay. Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
Tears of a clown when there's no one around.
I think it's a higher pitch.
Not close, really.
I mean, well, that would have been a
Jake, any song written about clowns is sad.
I know. They're
isn't
happy
there
clown
no
songs?
Happy clown song?
You Googling that now?
I'm trying to find some
happy clown songs.
That doesn't count.
Clowning around. Is there a clowning around?
You just made that up, didn't you?
Making things up.
Go climb a clown.
You say don't climb a clown?
Go climb a clown. Ooh, that's a good one.
You ignorant cretins, I'm more than just a clown.
Yep. Come climb a crown. Oh, clown.
There is a song called I Used to Be a Clown. I've never seen this one.
We've both been trying to play.
Okay, that's not going to
be. Wow. Is that like Wynonna or the Judds?
Bobby Goldsboro, ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
See the funny little clown, he's hiding behind a smile.
See, they're all sad.
Wow.
They're all sad.
Oh, terrible. My God. Thank God we rescued you from that world.
I know. God.
Right.
Imagine if it weren't for radio. I'd just be a sad clown.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a dark
instead
place
of a
for
happy
you.
Radio host.
They all laugh when they see me coming, but you don't laugh. You just go home running. Everybody loves a clown.
There's a good one. So everybody, hold on a minute. So this is sad too.
It's also sad.
This is like we see a clown coming and everybody runs.
Right.
But like most people like clowns, but not you.
They all laugh when they see me coming, but you don't laugh. You just go home running. Everybody loves a clown, so why can't you?
Well,
oh Oh, wow. That's
no
what
offense,
I would,
but...
That's what I feel like at the end of some of the really the shows that didn't go so well.
Yes.
You know? I couldn't keep control of the kids, you know. I'm doing my magic tricks. I mean, I wasn't a clown, for the record. I was a magician. I didn't do like the face paint and all that stuff. But I would do the show, and then at the end, you know, it wasn't that good at the end, and that's kind of how I felt.
Everybody loves a clown, so why can't you?
Come on, kids!
Right.
Why can't you?
I need a little applause here.
And for my next trick, I will make my career disappear.
Kathy Griffin appreciated my former magician status. Remember, she called the show. I was out on vacation for some reason, and she called the show looking for me. Because she wanted to talk to the gay former magician, and then she was all upset. Hey, some people appreciate that.
I have stayed up all night just to talk to Blake, and he's on vacation. That's how the gay former magicians are.
Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, God.